Good morning, I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. The weekend that just ended was filled with peaceful protests against police brutality and racism across the Tampa Bay area. Unlike several days last week, police in Tampa and St. Petersburg did not respond to most of the demonstrations protesting the death of George Floyd by using violence, although the local live streamer Timmy Two-Turnt posted video from late last night or early this morning in Tampa that he describes as peaceful protesters ambushed and arrested by Tampa police with excessive force, about 68 arrested. Shots can be heard as police are yelling, "Get on the ground." Several demonstrators appear to have difficulty breathing from a gas that was released as well. A candidate for the Pinellas County Election Supervisor position says he has learned that the Minneapolis police officer who was videotaped killing George Floyd votes here in Florida. Dan Helms is an attorney, and he spoke with WMNF's Rob Lori over the weekend.
I heard that Derek Chauvin had a property in Windermere in Orange County, where I used to be a resident. And I looked him up. I looked him up in the public voter file, and I saw that he was the only Derek Chauvin, and he was a registered Republican that had voted early in 2016 and 2018. And when I saw that, I was outraged. So I took that outrage and I did what I do with my legal degree. I looked up the statute, confirmed that, you know, this was a violation of Florida election law, and then I wrote the state attorney to recommend that it be investigated.
You wrote the state attorney in Orlando.
In Orange, right? So that's where he voted. That's who I think has jurisdiction over pursuing this and prosecuting this.
And have you heard back from the state attorney?
So I have not yet heard, although I did write them Friday afternoon. And so I imagine that they were getting ready for the weekend and I left a voicemail. They probably will be in touch with me early next week.
That's attorney Dan Helms speaking with WMNF's Rob Lori. Meanwhile, in the city where Floyd was killed by police, Minneapolis, a majority of the members of the city council say they support disbanding the city's police department. It's an aggressive stance that comes just as the state has launched a civil rights investigation after George Floyd's death. 9 of the council's 12 members appeared with activists at a rally in a city park yesterday afternoon and vowed to end the department under the current system. Council President Lisa Bender said she and the other council members are committed to ending policing as we know it. Minneapolis is one of several cities that requires police officers to intervene to stop other cops from using unreasonable force. But that didn't save George Floyd when he was pleading for his life. Here's more from the AP's Julie Walker.
Lawyers for two of the officers charged in Floyd's death say their clients spoke up, one saying, "You shouldn't be doing this," while the other asking Derek Chauvin, seen on video with his knee on Floyd's neck, if they should roll Floyd on his side. Chauvin replies, "No." Joseph Jacalone, who teaches law enforcement at John Jay College, says those cops had a duty to intervene.
You're better off to be ostracized than going to prison.
And the former NYPD cop says there's an entrenched police culture that needs to change.
And one of those things is listening to the officers, not getting involved in certain things and not talking back.
Minneapolis city officials are now trying to strengthen duty to intervene by making it enforceable in court. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump is ordering the National Guard to leave the nation's capital after massive protests against police brutality ended with largely peaceful expressions that organizers hope will sustain their movement. Here's more from the AP's Ben Thomas.
Tens of thousands of people flooded the streets of Washington, D.C. Saturday, marching toward the White House. Sunday morning, President Trump announced on Twitter he's given the order for National Guard troops to begin withdrawing from the city, saying everything now is under perfect control. On ABC's This Week, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says Monday's show of force backfired on President Trump.
What he actually did, as you saw for the remaining days, was turn out more people and more people who were there for peaceful protest.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
The global death toll has now reached at least 400,000 fatalities from coronavirus. But the AP's Karen Chamas reports countries around the world have continued easing lockdown restrictions as many health experts warn the pandemic is far from over.
According to Johns Hopkins University, at least 6.9 million people have been infected with the virus, as the US leads the way with nearly 110,000 confirmed virus-related deaths. Many countries like the US and Britain insist that they can ease restrictions before having stalled their outbreaks. Infectious diseases consultant Dr. Sarah Logan says clear government communication is vital to stop new spikes from occurring.
The clarity of message has been really, really problematic from the UK government, as well as most other governments around the world.
Britain's scientific advisers to the government are saying the pandemic is definitely not all over. Dr. Logan believes the virus may never go away.
It won't completely go away, probably ever.
Karen Shamas, London.
Today it'll be breezy with scattered thunderstorms, highs in the high 80s. Tonight, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. Lows will be in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible with highs tomorrow in the low 90s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on WMNF.org, and on the WMNF app.